CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Professor Russell Berman of Stanford University. He's at the Hoover Institution, writing most recently in anticipation of the Afghanistan tragedy, commenting on an essay by a American-born French journalist, Renaud Girard, about what is to be done witnessing the Taliban take over Kabul, witnessing the chaos at the Hamid Karzai International Airport, not only witnessing it in America, but witnessing it in Europe. And a very good evening to you, Russell. Europe is many faces, but the big three are Berlin, Paris, and London. What do they see in the airport's chaos in Kabul that tells them they need to make changes? Good evening to you.
Good evening. What's unfolding in Afghanistan is a tragedy and a catastrophe on so many levels, but we're going to concentrate solely on the European ramifications of this. The irony is that the Biden administration came in having campaigned against the Trump administration, accusing it of having disrupted transatlantic relations. The Biden decision on Afghanistan has harmed the transatlantic relationships significantly more than anything that the predecessor administration has done. Remember, this was not only a United States force in Afghanistan. This was NATO. Our European allies were there. They went out on the limb for us after 9/11. And the unilateral decision by Washington to pull out is exactly what the Democrats accused President Trump of being, a unilateralist. But it's now President Biden who's doing this, and this has undermined European confidence in Washington. Remember, the Biden administration was supposed to be the sane one, the sober one, the Atlanticist one, the professional one. And not only unmotivated turnaround on Afghanistan policy, but the lack of planning just seems so embarrassingly unprofessional to the Europeans that now they are really thinking about reshaping their own security architecture less dependent on the United States.
You note that Mr. Girard in his essay says it's time for Europe to get ready. Get ready for what? What can they do?
Listen, there's been a simmering discussion for a long time, but especially during the past, I'd say, 3 years, about rethinking NATO, either fundamentally transforming NATO, which President Macron of France had described as brain dead, or establishing a separate autonomous European security force, that is one without the United States, to guarantee Europeans sovereign autonomy over their defense. Washington tended to dismiss that, but I think the Biden administration's behavior in Afghanistan is going to give that Europeanist agenda a new wind. The Europeans could write off the Trump administration as an episode, but the Biden administration is making the same moves, but in spades. And the Europeans need to have a formula to guarantee their own security architecture without depending on the apparently unreliable Washington.
In the parliamentary debate in these last hours in London, what I observed were people looking for analogies to where we are right now. There was also a warning, and the warning was to Taiwan and to Ukraine. Let's concentrate on Ukraine. Right now, NATO is said to be the backup to Ukraine. It's not a member of NATO, but it's said to be the backup. Is that now in question? And can Europe do anything about supporting Ukraine without NATO?
Ukraine is very vulnerable, and it is not at all clear that Washington would be prepared to act if Putin were to take this crisis moment as an opportunity to move on Ukraine. The Europeans are going to have to think through whether they're prepared to do that. That has never been quite clear. What the Europeans or the NATO members ought to be clear on is that they would defend the other NATO members. Ukraine is not a NATO member, but the Baltic states are, and Poland is. The whole Eastern Front of NATO is under a Russian shadow. And I believe that the Europeans now have to think through how they can guarantee their own security if the United States is not to be counted on.
The Parliament shared thoughts uniformly that it's very unhappy with what's going on in Kabul, tragically. Again and again, talking about the 457 members of the military, the United Kingdom military, who were lost in Afghanistan. This is a story I'm hearing again in Paris, again in Berlin. Heck, we hear it in Ottawa. They lost people, too, in their moment in Kandahar in Canada. So we're looking at a conversation that's ongoing right now, Russell. I want to be positive about this. I don't want to just say, here's the fault. Europe has long known that depending upon the United States was contingent upon a lot of variables. Have those variables now disappeared? Are we in the 21st century and we can leave behind the U.S. umbrella of the 20th century?
I don't think Europe has the will to provide enough resources to mount its own security architecture without working with the United States, but there's going to be much more skepticism directed at the United States. So it's not going to be a clean break. There's going to be a shift in the balance and an insistence on the part of the Europeans to have a greater say in these matters. I know that in the parliamentary debate, there was also considerable resentment directed against the discourse that was coming out of Washington and that was echoed by Prime Minister Johnson that this is the fault of the Afghan army. For the past year and a half, the Americans have not been taking casualties. It's been the Afghan army that's taken casualties, but they relied on American air power and American presence. Once that was pulled out, things collapsed. But let's not blame this on the Afghans. What we should blame it on is a peremptory decision in Washington driven by political and symbolic aspirations.
One last thought about the last minute. Refugees. Mr. Macron has mentioned that it needs to be a uniform approach to the refugees this time. Europe has reason to worry that there's another 2015 coming, overwhelmed with refugees. Is there a conversation about that that would be helpful? Not about arming people, but about taking care of the Afghans.
Yeah, we can debate the history of the war forever. The point is there is going to be a wave of refugees, whether it's in the 100,000 range, the 500,000 or million, which would be more like 2015. We can't say right now. Certainly, there should have been contingency planning, at least for the Afghans who had worked with us and our allies and the dependents, other vulnerable populations, women activists and the like. None of that took place. I think what this crisis moment has revealed is that the Biden leadership team is simply just not up to snuff. That Biden and Blinken and Sullivan, despite the professionalism that the latter two are able to project sometimes, just missed the boat on this. And it's a tragedy, and it's going to be a human tragedy.
Russell Berman, the Hoover Institution, teaches at Stanford University. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.